Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for staying with us on this Monday morning. If you want to try to squeeze them in, we'll try to get some text for conclusion of today's program, 251-343-0106. Anyway, joining us now on the line, always appreciative of his time, our Lieutenant Governor, Will Ainsworth, joins us. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good to be on the show. Always good to be with you and doing well.
That's great to hear. We'll kick it off here, Governor, and just your reaction. Another attempt, apparent attempt on Donald Trump's life. This has been a wild, wild presidential election cycle. Well, what do you make of it?
You know, I think a couple of things. I think first, you know, it shows that Democrats haven't let up on the rhetoric. They continue to, you know, just degrade, you know, President Trump's character. They continue to just, you know, they don't talk about any issues and, you know, just try to villainize him. And the danger in that is the people that are, and there's a lot of crazy liberals out there, right? And now these crazy liberals are listening to these people and they're acting on them. And they really think that President Trump is a threat to democracy when he's not, right? And they're going out there and doing extreme things. And, you know, I think that I blame the Democrats. And then I also blame President Biden. And I want to explain this. I blame him because he has not beefed up the security like he should have with the Secret Service and given President Trump, you know, the protection he needs. If he was president on that golf course, the entire, you know, golf course would have been secure, that it had Secret Service on every hole. But because he's not president, and, you know, he's not getting the same level of security. And I think what you've got to do is be honest with the threat that's going on and realize that right now he seems to be, you know, the most sought after, you know, I think just from Democrats and because what they've done, that they're going after him and that he's got to be the greatest risk of potentially his life getting taken. And the purpose of the Secret Service is protect people like him. And I think President Biden is a roadblock there by not allowing and changing the rules to where he can get protected the way he's needed. And I think that's such a shame because there's going to be crazy people continue to do this. And we've got to make sure we protect him because eventually, you know, we might not get as lucky as we have. And I don't believe it's luck. I believe it's God protecting President Trump. But I also think that we've got to learn from what's going on and they need to beef up and change safety protocol and put a lot more people around him because this is ridiculous that this has happened twice.
I agree with what you're saying, Governor. Here's my fear, though, that, and this may be just a product of me watching too much news over the last 24 hours, but it sort of feels like we're getting desensitized to this. Like, you know, this would have been unheard of in any past situation. Like, and had this happened to Obama or Clinton or George W. Bush or whatever, I mean, it'd be like round the clock news coverage. The country would be a sort of on edge. But yeah, to me, I know the media are talking about and spending time on it. But the fear for me is that we're going to get to a place in America where, oh, well, this is like just something that happens. It's just a product of our political system or whatever. And that makes us no better than Brazil or somewhere. If we get to that place, I mean, that's just not a good place to be for this country.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think, and I blame the liberal media. Key word in that, liberal media. I mean, y'all are good media, and y'all do a good job of telling the truth. But, you know, there I saw yesterday, well, it was an alleged, you know, from the liberal media, or, oh, it's President Trump, you know, has incited violence. I mean, that's ridiculous, man. I mean, if I could use another word, I'd use it to describe that. But what's going on is, you know, the liberals have done a horrible job. And to me, you know, it should totally discredit them from winning any office on what they're doing and how they're just trying to destroy the man. I mean, elections are about policy, about what direction you want to lead the country. And the president lays it out, and all the Democrats are doing is all they did. If you looked at their convention, all they did was talking about President Trump, right, and how bad he was and all this stuff. And what happens is you, when you get crazy people that are Democrats and they exist, then they go out there and do this stuff. And I want to point out one other thing. All right, this is twice now where when President Trump starts rising in the polls and getting ahead, what do, and again, it goes back to, you know, Democrats, right? You know, they're out there, they're villainizing them, and then all of a sudden they freak out and you get somebody that's mentally unstable. Maybe they think they're going to try to help the Democrats, and they go out there and try to pull something off like this. This guy had cameras, you know, all this different stuff. He's going to video it. And my point is that the president looks like he's going to win again. And what do? They try to take him out by assassination. And that's horrible. I mean, it really is. And I think it all goes back to, you know, why doesn't Kamala Harris talk about her policies and what she wants to do instead of demonizing President Trump? And I think the whole Democrat Party, you know, what they're doing on this issue, at least 80-90% of them are part of the problem. I really do. And I think to your point, just desensitizing, trying to act like it's not a big deal. I mean, it's a huge deal, right? They're trying to kill, you know, the next person that's probably going to be our president. That doesn't happen in America, and we shouldn't be okay with it.
Well, and then furthermore, you watch some of the media reaction to it. Well, let's, the lead up with the media, Governor, is this, that, and you know all the, like, sort of talking points, bloodbath, and we know that's an out-of-context remark. But the media still use it, and they always force Trump into this corner where he's got to explain, and if you're explaining, you're kind of losing. But they know what they're doing here. And you know, like the end of democracy, he's going to be an authoritarian. He said he would be a dictator from day one, and they gin this up. And it's not really working for their candidate, but it is creating this, like, hysterical situation. And, I mean, like, you know, I just, how much longer are we going to go on like this? You got to really think that the media, they're never going to hold themselves accountable. And I don't know what mechanism would, but I think the media is, like, front and center here.
Yeah, no, I think the media, and I also blame the elected officials, because they're right. The Democrats, right? They're right there with the media. And again, all they're trying to do is demonize and villainize President Trump. And they're comparing them to dictators in other countries, you know, whether it's somebody in North Korea or Russia, right? And they're trying to make President Trump out to be this evil Hitler type person. And so then you get somebody that listens to that and they think they're going to be the hero by coming in and taking them out. That's what's going on. And so I blame some of the Democrat leaders and the media for creating a false narrative. I mean, President Trump should be viewed as a hero and somebody that loves America because he is a billionaire that has given up having a wonderful life to serve our country. And we ought to be thankful that we have people like that are willing to serve. And that's what it is. It's service. I mean, he misses a lot of time from family. He misses a lot of time from vacation. He misses a lot of times from growing his business. And, you know, we're fortunate to have people step up to serve. But instead, all they do is demonize and villainize the president. And it is a big problem, and they need to stop.
Joined by Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth here on the program. Governor, and before this sort of dominated news cycle, I think probably the most important story in Alabama, in its importance, you know, however you want to value it, but the sort of the lingering or the impact of Biden administration policies on this state directly, and these Haitian migrants who are, I get it, they're here legally under the Biden administration's interpretation of the law, and they're what a lot of people think is kind of an abuse of a parole program, but they're resettling these Haitian migrants, and maybe you're familiar up your way in Marshall County and Albertville, but certainly Sylacauga has been in the news. It's even been on Fox Friends this weekend, where they're resettling these Haitian migrants, and the community's kind of in a state of panic because they don't know really what to do here. Talk about that. I mean, what's your reaction to sort of what we're seeing? I think multiple locations around the state.
Yeah, I think first, I mean, we need to realize elections matter. I mean, who presidents put in positions of power and the policies they have a direct impact on local communities. And so, you know, my first thing is realize elections matter. We better make sure we elect President Trump to fix this mess. Now let's talk about what's going on. It's a federal issue. It deals with one of the programs is called CHVN. It's kind of under a TPS program. The CHVN stands for the country's name, Cuban Haitian, Venezuelan, and Nicaragua. And this program allows for people from that country, and my understanding is they have a sponsor to come into our country. And then they come here, and supposedly right now there's 30,000 a month that are coming into the U.S. I just talked with Jay Palmer, former Trump advisor on immigration, just to try to understand more what we can do as a state. And unfortunately, there's not a lot we can do as a state, but you're getting ready to see me send out a letter from our office, asking the president to address this. Also, you know, continuing to, you know, be in support of our congressional leaders that are doing this. But I think also, I mean, we've got to see some people lose their jobs. I mean, Secretary Mayorkas needs to go. I think he's a failure. And you look at everything that's happened from the border to this issue to immigration policies. And look, I'm all for people coming into our country legally, but this right here is a loophole. And from my understanding, after talking to Jay, you know, it's actually the way the Haitians are coming in are in violation of laws that we have, but it's not in violation of executive orders from the Biden administration. So it's actually a gray area, if that makes sense. And so when I say that elections matter, you know, making sure we get President Trump in office, he can fix this because he'll get rid of that executive order and make sure that it goes back to, you know, the current law that I believe these people are coming in that are in violation of. So that's kind of what I know on that.
Well, talking to Ben Robbins, the lawmaker, the state representative from Sylacauga, about this, and there's some things that, like, they're kind of looking at, like, can we do something about these sponsors who are telling, and it sounds like they're using these NGOs as sort of middlemen, the feds and the locals, to find places. There's all of these Haitian asylum seekers that are trying to resettle around the country, and what's going on, he thinks, I mean, it's just fraud. It's just flat-out fraud that you have these sponsors taking money with the promise that they'll help find jobs for these people that are trying to resettle, a place to live, and so on and so forth. And then they send them to a town, and there's really nothing there, as is the case with Sylacauga, and the sponsors are pocketing the money, and such as it is. It seems like there's a fraud situation there. I mean, that would seem to me like at least there would be something the state ought to do to say, hey, you can't commit this sort of crime, if you will.
Yeah, so that's the first I've heard of that. If that's going on, I mean, as far as, you know, that specific allegation, if that's going on, then yeah, certainly the state and the AG in particular can crack down on that. And if there's a crime going on and there's people that are taking advantage of this program financially, and then the losing in our state, we're getting these people that are coming in illegal to our state, you know, certainly we need to crack down on that. But I think the main thing we got to do, and that I'm going to be sending a letter, is to change this policy. And my understanding is they shut it down August 1st. They brought it back up August 28th. But it's a problem. And then my understanding too, like states like Ohio, where they're having all these people come in, you know, they're actually receiving federal money. You know, the state of Alabama is not, nor am I going to be in support of doing that on this program. I mean, we don't need it. And I think, you know, other states can have it. So maybe that's something certainly where, you know, it might make sense for them to go to other states until we can get a new administration. But I'm really going to try to do everything I can to talk to the current administration. I probably won't be too successful, and explain to them why this is a bad program and it's bad for our communities and it's not the right thing to do. And I'm sure, you know, I probably will not be successful in that, but I at least can try, send them a letter, reach out to them by phone call, explain to them what's going on the ground here in Marshall County, and see if we can't stop this. And then, you know, again, I think the ultimate solution to this is let's get a new administration, get President Trump in, and get this executive order overturned. So I think that's what we need to do.
Finally, Governor, and I know this is really close to you and near and dear to your heart, but and the legislature this year, some of this Workforce Alabama stuff, how it's being implemented. What's your take on kind of how that is going to date?
Yeah, I mean, good. I've been encouraged by talking to military families that are moving here. I'm really proud of our state on the military work. And then on the workforce side, you know, we've got a component that deals with veterans, you know, helping them, you know, get a job. But one of the most encouraging things I'm hearing from people all across the state as I travel and talk to different communities is they love this new high school diploma. And so the Department of Education working on getting that implemented. And that's going to be for students that aren't going to go to a 2 or 4 year college, for them to get trained for, you know, different jobs. And, you know, whether it's a plumber, a welder, you know, pipe fitter, electrician, you know, whatever it is, right? I mean, learn to do concrete, cosmetology, all these different things, right? Learning to operate equipment, truck driver. But, you know, there's so many jobs out there. I mean, so many jobs that are great paying jobs that are, you know, people have a lot of skills for natural ability. And what a great thing now that we're going to be able to take these students and get them trained their junior and senior year and then graduate with a diploma, but then also have a diploma where they kind of specialized in a trade. I mean, we are going to be light years ahead of other states on that. And the big winner on that is going to be those students, because they can make a great salary. And, you know, they're going to be able to provide for their family and live a great life. And then also the businesses. So they're going to have a good talent pool to, you know, hire from. So we're excited about that. Also, the restructuring of the Department of Labor, and now call it Department of Workforce, that's going to be big deal, where we have a strategic plan. You know, my understanding is the governor's appointing the people there that need to be in place. And so having a plan, you know, is real important, and having, you know, different leaders from our state craft that out. And then the collaboration there with all the different entities, higher ed, community colleges, K-12, Office of Apprenticeship, AIDT, you know, the federal funds flowing in through WIOA, all those things working together, I think is going to be real important. So I'm bullish on the future, and really bullish on and believe in our students in Alabama, that they're going to be the best workers in the country. And so I'm excited about that.
Governor, we always appreciate your time. Let's do this again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poehler Show on FM Talk 106.5.
A couple guys in first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles. Kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendant.